Hello, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. I would like to, for today's devotion, continue in Matthew 5, where we left off with yesterday's devotion. We will continue to read in verses 13 through 16 for our devotion today. Matthew 5, verse 13 says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Today, when we think of salt and light, Jesus is calling us to be salt and light in this world. And I believe there's many ways that we can be salt and light. And I will just share some ways, but there's probably many more that can be added to it. Our daily walk of life, how we respond in our daily walk of life, will be a light. How we talk will be salt and light. How we respond in difficult situations, we can be salt and light. In Luke 9, 26, Jesus says, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory, in his Father's, and of the holy angels." So we can also be salt and light by testifying of the Word of God. If we're ashamed of the Word of God, we are like the salt that has lost its savor, and it will be good for nothing. But to testify of the goodness of God and His Word throughout our daily walk of life, to testify like Peter testified in Acts 4, verse 20. Peter said, before the council there, he said, "For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." And so if we have been filled with the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is alive in our hearts, we should be rejoicing to speak of His goodness and of His grace in our lives. In Philippians 2, verse 14 to 16, Paul says, "Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. So my encouragement to each of you today, as we go forth about our day, to hold forth the word of life, the word of God, and to proclaim it, to testify of the goodness of God in your life, and how the word inspires, encourages your heart to just testify of the goodness of the word of God. That when we come before Christ, that we didn't run in vain, neither labor in vain. God bless you as you listen to this word this morning. And I'll close with a prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, I thank you for your word. Father, I think of this ministry. It is called the Daily Inspiration, Father. Lord, I pray that you would inspire the hearts of those that listen, Lord, that you would inspire their hearts to testify of your goodness, to be salt and light in this dark world, Father. I do just commit your word into your hands, Father. We know your word says that it will not come back void. And Lord, we trust your word to inspire the hearts of those that hear it, Lord, to continue to press on, to continue to fight the good fight of faith, and to lay hold on eternal life. Just commit these things into your hand. In Jesus' name, amen.